The other problem that we had up there, which really hurt, is the pollution business. We were initially had to put in a primary treatment plant. Within 2 years, the primary treatment plant was no good. And EPA came down and said, you have to put in a secondary treatment plant. So I went to them and I said, okay, tell me how to put in this, what do you require on your secondary treatment plant? And they said, no, we don't do that. We'll come down after you do it and tell you if it's all right. You'll have to hire engineers. So I thought, listen, I want to make sure we do the right thing. Well, you've got to get the good engineers. So we brought an engineering firm in from Boston. And they came in and we put in a cost of $4.5 million, a secondary treatment plant. I would say that within a year, the secondary treatment plant was almost useless. Now they say you got to put in a tertiary plant. Now this is biological treatment, I mean, extremely expensive. And they give me the same kind of a business. And the EPA, as an example, they mandated that the effluent, the water leaving the factory, had to have as one of its parameters a figure of no more than 20 parts per million of sulfur. I'm sorry, 10 parts per million of sulfur. Very low figure, 10 parts per million. I said, we have a problem. What's that? The influent, the water we're taking out of the Saco River coming into the plant, has 20 parts per million to begin with, because up above us there's paper factories, there's other industries, and they're all discarding, and so the sulfur content coming to us is double the amount that you say we can have. I mean, that doesn't sound right. I went, then we had a gentleman by the name of George Mitchell, who was senator in Maine, and I went to him and I said, Mr. Mitchell, what are we supposed to do? He said, that's impossible. I'll get a change. And he did. He got a change. But there were so many other things like that that it just got to be impossible to keep going. Anyway, the plant closed. And guess what I did? I left on March 31st, and I went to work April 3rd in Salem, at Salem Suede. I became a technical director at Salem Suede. And I worked there for until 1995 or so, until I was ready to retire, and I started cutting down. My wife wanted me to cut down. She wanted me home a lot. If you believe that, I'll tell you nothing. And I did cut down, and then I got the opportunity to do some consulting work down in South America. And this is where I got a real awakening. I went first to Argentina, and the plant that I went to was out in the boondocks. They drove me out there with an armed guard. I love that. I said, what's this for? Bandits. Yeah, bandits? I said, I don't need bandits. But anyway, pick it out there. The factory was beautiful. All brand new equipment. Machinery from Europe and drums from this place in Mexico. And it was great. But, and they gave you lunches for 20 cents. But the worker was making $4 a day. We're paying $80 and $90 a day, and we're working in Maine. They're getting $4 a day. How could we compete? And that's why the leather industry is where it is today in this area. I just simply could not compete. In Brazil, terrific factories. They didn't make leather. That's why I went down. I was supposed to improve the leather, and I think I did. But the workers, they wouldn't care how many hours they worked, and they were happy, and they were getting their money, and that was it. Because down in South America, if any of you have been down there, either you're very rich or you're very poor. I found that an awful lot. And anyway, coming back here, I decided to retire, and I did. And I picked up a new vocation. I decided to write murder mystery novels. And I said, why didn't I do this 50 years ago? But I'll tell you, they all have their hang-ups and they all have their problems, because only about 3%, barely 3% of the items, the books that are written today are published. They only want to publish known authors. I don't care what kind of a book Daniel Steele writes, and I don't care what kind of a book Stephen King writes, whether it's good or bad, in other words.